Would you ever use the word patch instead of field?
Yes, I would. I mean, I use that, I think, for small areas, such as, maybe a fourth of an acre or acre.
Can you give me, it wouldn't matter what's grown there, you could have a patch of corn, it's just distinguished on a field because it's smaller.
Right.
That it?
Watermelon patch.
Yeah.
Peas
would grow
in a patch. Corn could be in a patch too, you know.
Okay. What about kinds of fences, the kind that you might have around your front yard or your garden is painted white, you know, it's not particularly massive or anything like that. What kind of fence would you call that?
Board fence.
Just a board fence. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard them called picket fences?
Right, I've heard of white picket fence, board fence. Mm-hmm.
What about around your fields? What sort of fence would you have?
Barbed wire fence. You could have hog wire fence.
What's the difference?
Electric fence.
Is there a difference between barbed wire and hog wire?
Right. Barbed wire have the barbs on them. Well, I guess I'm using the term to describe it. They're those sharp points that are about a foot apart on one mat, one long strand, continuous strand of wire all the way around. Yeah, hog wire is in squares to keep out, well, to keep large animals, well, small animals in. Mm-hmm. And the electric fence could be one strand or two or three strands suspended on a pole.
Okay, you mentioned a few types of wire fences. Before wire fences, what types of fences would you be likely to find around a field?
You probably the board fence.
Board fence.
Mm-hmm. That's about the only thing I can think of, except for a long time ago, I think they used to use a massive, something like a pole fence, you know. And they would hang them off, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And when you're going to set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for those, what do you call them, that you attach the wire to?
The pole.
What did you call that? Is that the same thing as a post?
Post, right.
Okay. More than one post, you would have two?
Poles.
Or
a post.
Okay. What about, have you ever seen a fence that's been made out of loose stone or rock? Maybe the rock's been removed from the field and it's been used to construct a fence. Mm-hmm. Haven't ever seen one of those. What about a woman's best dishes that she uses for special occasions? These are usually made out of what?
Sand.
Okay. Have you ever seen an egg made out of that a farmer might use to try to get a hen to start laying?
No.
To fool it in to start laying? Haven't ever seen an egg made out of that. Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
In a bucket?
Pail.
Is there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
No.
Would a pail be made out of wood just like a bucket? Or do you usually associate bucket with wood and pail with metal?
You know, I associate bucket with right now with both wood and metal.
Is that right? What about pail? Same thing.
Same
thing. Okay. What about the kind of bucket that a person might keep in the kitchen to throw scraps into for the pigs?
That term is, I think, slop bucket.
Slop bucket.
Mm-hmm.
What about something bigger than that you would just use to put general waste material in you keep in the kitchen?
Garbage can?
Garbage can. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, what would you use to cook ham and eggs in? Going to breakfast.
Frying pan. Skillet.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen one of those things with legs?
Frying pan?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen an electric frying pan with legs.
Do you call that an electric frying pan or skillet?
Electric frying pan.
Frying pan, okay. What about, you don't see a lot of these anymore, but some people keep them out in their backyard. They're great, big, massive, black things. They might use to boil